The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 7th Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 30. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on June 29th, 2010, in Auckland, New Zealand.
Okay, so today we're doing a continued study of the most wonderful superstar verse, Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 30. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Prarada Uvacha. Matirna Krishne Padatasvatova. Mato Bhavadyeta Grihavratanam. Adanta Gobir Vishatanta Misrang Punak Punash Charvita Charvananam. Shri Prarada Uvacha. Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova. Mitoba Padyeta Grihavratanam. Adanta Gobir Vishatanta Misram Punak Punash Charvita Charvananam. Shri Prarada Uvacha. Prahlad Maharaj said, Mati incarnation, na never. Krishne, unto Lord Krishna, Parata, from the instructions of others, Svata, from their own understanding, Va, either, Mita, from combined effort, Abhipetya, Abhipajeta, is developed, Grihavratanam, of persons too addicted to the materialistic bodily conception of life, Adhanta, uncontrolled, Gobhi, by the senses, Vishatam, entering, Tamisuram, hellish life. Puna, again. Puna, again. Charvita, things already chewed. Charvananam, who are chewing. Translation in the second half of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations towards Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 2:44, Bhagaishvarya prasaktanam tayapahrita chaitasam yavasayatmaka buddhi samadau nuvidhiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Those who are attached to material enjoyment cannot be fixed in devotional service of the Lord. They cannot understand Bhagavan, Krishna, or his instruction, Bhagavad Gita. Adantagobhirvishatam tamishram. Their path actually leads toward hellish life. As confirmed by Vrishabhadev, Mahatsevang dvaram mahor vimukte. One must try to understand Krishna by serving a devotee. The word Mahat refers to a devotee. Mahatmanastumang paratha davyam parkitam ashrita bhajan yananyamanaso gyatabhutadim avyayam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Bhagavad Gita 9:13. And Mahatma is one who is constantly engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day. It's explained in the following verses, unless one adheres to such a great personality, one cannot understand Krishna. Hiranyakashipu wanted to know where Prahlad had gotten this Krishna consciousness. Who had taught him? Prahlad sarcastically replied, my dear father, persons like you never understand Krishna. One can understand Krishna only by serving a Mahat, a great soul. Those who try to adjust material conditions are said to be chewing the chewed. No one has been able to adjust material conditions, but life after life, generation after generation, people try and repeatedly fail. Unless one is properly trained by a Mahat, a Mahatma, or unalloyed devotee of the Lord, there is no possibility of one's understanding Krishna and his devotional service. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sajaita Savaduta Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva. Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Panakpanash Charvata Charvananam. Since time immemorial, the conditioned souls have been trying to squeeze pleasure out of material sense gratification. But there's practically nothing there. There's only the illusion of happiness there in that material sense gratification. Just sometimes we see when we're doing the Govardhan Parikrama, as we come all the way around, we're in the last stretch, we've passed through Govardhan town, and then there's all the sugarcane juice wallahs their machine, you see. So they take that sugar cane and they run it through that juicing machine again and again and again, to where there's not even a single drop of sugar cane juice left in that pulp. So if someone comes along and sees, oh, he's thrown it away, maybe there's some juice there in that sugar cane pulp. That machine is a very strong machine, you see. And the cane has gone through it again and again and again and again. So can he get any juice from that sugar cane? He may think, some poor man, well, it's free, it's lying there by the road, I can just suck on it. But he won't get anything out of it. So even if this material sense gratification had some juice, it had some rasa in it, it's been squeezed from millions and billions of lifetimes, you see. And there's nothing left. Happiness in the mode of passion is juicy in the beginning and dry and poisonous in the end. So, but what is that juice? That rajasic juice? It is illusory juice. It is maya rasa. It is not genuine rasa. So they think they're getting some rasa from that rajasic lifestyle. But after some time, it becomes very obvious there's nothing there. So they become unhappy and frustrated, miserable, down in the dumps, depressed, bewildered, devastated, hopelessly entangled in miserable conditions of existence. If we offer them Krishna consciousness, because they are in the Hiranyakashipu Sampradaya, they become very angry. Oh, what do you mean, Krishna consciousness? Don't you know there's no God? They become so maddened by this pursuit of sense enjoyment. They want to kill God. They say, yes, this Dharman is very good because he's explained the world minus God, you see. Very good. If you go to London, there's a huge... It's like a temple, a Darwin temple. I think they call it the National History Museum or something. It's a big Darwin mandir, practically speaking. They even put him on the money, the UK, the British money. There's Charles Darwin on the money, you see. He's such a big, big person to them. But what is the pleasure, what is the juice in such an existence, a godless existence? No happiness. So it's not at all surprising that the society is deteriorating, disintegrating, gradually disintegrating, you see. Because of previous pious activities, they have gotten some degree of advancement of civilization. But what are they doing with that advancement civilization? That advanced civilization, they're killing the babies, they're killing the cows. They're promoting homosex now. They just had a big... Gay Pride Day, thousands in the biggest gathering, people gathering in the street, the biggest gatherings in the history of the state of Minnesota. The Gay Pride March was the biggest turnout for any event. So in this way, they're trying to squeeze, you see. They tried to squeeze pleasure from heterosex, and they got tired of that. So now try something new. Try homosex, so get some pleasure. They're just trying to squeeze, where they can get some enjoyment, some juice, some rust. But actually they're just kidding themselves. They're just fooling themselves. They're making asses out of themselves, that's all. Because there's not any juice there. Because it's something new, it's something different. They think, oh, now I will find some juice. I wasn't happy making $1,000 a month, but now if I can make $1,500 a month, then I will be happy. But now I'm not happy at 15, I have to make 2,000. In this way, you see, whatever the numbers may be. They think if I can just expand my material sense gratification, then I will be happy. But such a life of ever-increasing material sense gratification leads nowhere. It leads to hell, that's all. The hellish planets. They want to eat, without any discrimination. Eat anything. So, it's described that there is one planet in the hell. It is called Krimi Bhojana. And that Krimi Bhojana planet, if you know the Sanskrit, Krimi means worms. And Bhojana means eating. So you can imagine what kind of planet that is. It's a big worm eating place, you see. It's a big lake of worms. And everybody there is a worm. And they're cannibals. So you get to be a worm living in a huge lake of worms. And as you eat, you get eaten. That's all. You eat the other worms or they eat you. So that's a planet for those who have no discrimination in eating, who eat unoffered food. Even vegetarians go to Krimi Bhojanam. It's described. They don't offer their food. So one has to be enlightened by serving the Mahatma. Because then one can get actual intelligence. Why am I running like a foolish ass? After a she-ass, you see, just to get kicked in the face. Why am I running like this? I'm not getting anywhere by running after this sense enjoyment. Let me become reconnected with my actual nature. This sense gratification means I'm simply serving the false self. Does it make any sense? If you offer me a Sunday love feast played, and I'm sitting here and a mirror is here with an image of me in the mirror, and I give the Sunday feast is fed to the mouth of my reflection, can I enjoy that? You see? Wouldn't that be stupid to feed the... Okay, let's enjoy the feast. Into the reflection of the self, and not the actual self. Hallelujah. So this whole material civilization is... They are serving the false self, you see. The covering of the self. Not the actual self. So it's no wonder they're not satisfied. It's no wonder they're bewildered, confused, depressed, strung out, wrung out, hung out. It's no wonder they're so bewildered and devastated. And they take to such gross types of enjoyment. Such gross type, ever increasingly gross types of enjoyment. But actual enjoyment, you have to become more subtle. That's where you get actual enjoyment. Become more subtle. Instead of trying to enjoy by becoming more and more gross, you got to move in the opposite direction. Become more and more subtle. Come to the... And elevate the consciousness, you see, beyond the... You have to go to the more subtle platform. There's the mind, the intelligence, and finally you come to the spirit soul, you see. That's where you get the actual happiness. By reconnecting with your actual self, situated beyond these material modes of nature. Feed the Sunday love feast to your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Don't put it in the reflection. Or don't put it in your coat pocket, you see. If you actually give the Sunday love feast to your mouth, then you will enjoy. So you have to actually connect with the real person, the real self, the true you. You see, that is the Atma, the spirit soul. And what is enjoyable for that Atma? To serve the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is his enjoyment. So all we really have to do to become happy is not so much material arrangement is really required. All we simply have to do is know who we are and then be who we are. That's all we have to do. Just understand you're not the body. I was just reading the Bhagavatam this morning. The self-realized soul, even though he's situated within the material body, is completely detached from it, totally detached. Just like a coconut. When it becomes ripe, then it separates from the shell. You can shake it and hear it in there. It's loose on the inside. So in the unripened condition, it's attached to the shell. You see, the materialistic person, he's attached to that material body. But the enlightened personality, the Krishna conscious person, the pure devotee, he's still within the body, at least for this lifetime. He's still within the material body, but he's completely detached from it. Even though he's in there, he's using it for Krishna, he has nothing to do with it, really. It's just an instrument he's using, that's all. He doesn't in any way consider it to be himself, that I'm male, I'm female, I'm white, I'm black. No way. He doesn't relate in that way to the body. He just sees it as a covering that I can use in the service of the Lord to please the Lord. That's it. So in this way, by getting to the actual position of enjoyment, that higher taste which comes by engaging in devotional service, then he becomes free from that trap. By tasting actual happiness, the actual nectar of Krishna consciousness, in this way he becomes completely blissed out. I found out that's a bona fide word in the dictionary then. In the unabridged dictionary, Merriam-Webster's blissed out is a bona fide word. It's not just some jargon, it's a bona fide blissed out. So, the devotee, he becomes completely blissed out. That means no matter what's happening, he sees it in relationship with Krishna. If we see things in relationship with our senses, sometimes we'll feel okay and sometimes we won't feel so okay. We can get some sukham or some happiness by running after sense gratification mixed in with asukham or unhappiness. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, when you get when you detach yourself from enjoying on the basis of the senses interacting with the objects of the senses, then you go from sukham to susukham, as described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 2. Raja Vidya Rajaguyam Pavrittam Idam Uttamam Pachakshavagamam Dharmyam Shushukam Kartamavyagyam. This knowledge is the king of education. It is the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is absolutely ecstatically performed. Because when you come to the transcendental platform, it doesn't matter what's going on around you in this material existence. You're connected with Krishna. You're connected with Guru. You're connected with all the Mahatmas, the Mahajanas. And you're in their association constantly. Prabhupada never felt that he was alone. He always felt how my Guru Maharaj is present with me, how he's seeing me, how he's blessing me, how he's guiding me, how he's inspiring me. You see, he never felt alone. So we can come to that same platform of always feeling how my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, the Acharyas, are all present and blessing me and helping me and guiding me at every minute. We simply have to kick out this stupid, foolish, asinine, ridiculous attachment to punak punash charvata charvanana. That's it. Got to kick it out. Get out of here. Punak punash charvata charvanana. I've had enough of you. I've been serving you like a slave for millions and billions of lifetimes, and now I'm finished with you. Get lost. You see, I've had it with you. I'm tired of being cheated, chewing the chewed again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Panak, 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 panak. I'm finished. Now let me be a devotee, completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you see. If we can develop this determination and pray for it and strive for it, even though, admittedly, it will be difficult in the beginning. Happiness in the mode of goodness is poison in the beginning, but becomes the sweetest nectar, sweeter than the sweetest ambrosia in the end. So we have to strive for that pure devotional service, and you know, every time we get knocked down by some material desire, we got to pick ourselves up and put ourselves back into the on the pathway. Again, begging Krishna, my Lord, I beg to be your pure devotee. I got carried away by lust. I got carried away by anger. I got carried away by greed. Please help me not to fall down again. Please, Krishna, please bless me. I can be your pure devotee, you see. In this way, we keep begging, keep picking ourselves up, even if we fall down millions of times, keep picking ourselves up. We have to be enthusiastic to become pure devotees. We really do. We really do. How's a kid going to learn to walk if he's not enthusiastic? Well, I see everybody else is walking. I'd like to walk too. If he falls down and keeps falling down every time he tries to walk, he says, I give up, I'm just going to crawl the rest of my life. I can't handle this two-legged walking. No. The parents are there encouraging him. See, this is why we need devotee association, because the devotees encourage us. The pure devotees are there encouraging us. Prabhupada is encouraging us. You see, the great acharyas, these wonderful ISKCON devotees that surround us, they are encouraging us. They're encouraging us. You can make it. You can do it, Prabhu. You can do it, Mataji. You can become a pure devotee too. All you have to do is stick with the process. It's right there. Everything you need is right there in your bead bag. It's right there. Everything you need. Krishna himself is present right there in your bead bag. You can directly associate with God. It's simply a matter of tuning in, you see. Get that radio set tuned in, the right channel, you see. Trouble is we keep flipping over to different channels. That's the problem. Actually, Prabhupada described it in Vrindavan as Guru Parampara Radio. You see, this message is coming from Guru Parampara Radio. We kept flipping the dial over somewhere else. Well, let's see what's on those other stations. We have to realize there's nothing but garbage, panak panash charvachatarvananam, on the other stations. There's only one station we're tuning into, and that's Guru Parampara Radio. We tune into that station, we get unbelievably nectarian programming that never gets old, it never gets tiring, it never gets boring. It's ever fresh, it's Navayovanam programming. We can directly connect with Krishna through that Guru Parampara Radio, that transcendental broadcast, that Bhagavad Gita coming, Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. You see, that wonderful Bhagavad Gita, that Nama Rasa coming from Golok. You see, it's a special broadcast. Just to save us from this material existence, a special broadcast which is so powerful it's penetrating the coverings of the universe. It's penetrating all the way across the material sky. It's crossing the Viraja River and it's coming all the way from Golok Vrindavan, a transcendental broadcast of Shabda Brahma showering upon us. All we have to do is connect with that transcendental broadcast, and as the yogis are able to travel on the rays of the sun to the sun, we can be even more powerful yogis, and we can travel on the waves of this transcendental Krishna Katha back to Krishna Lokam. Just have to absorb ourselves in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, as Prahlad Maharaj is so wonderfully explaining. If we simply absorb ourselves in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, then that vibration will carry us back to our original position of eternal bliss and knowledge in the association of the all-powerful, unlimitedly beautiful, amazingly renounced, an inconceivably knowledgeable, wealthy, and famous personality who is known as Krishna. So, are there any questions? Okay, we thank you very much for participating in this Krishna consciousness movement, and thank you for receiving us so nicely here in your wonderful community. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.